At the end of the month, students at Chittix Junior High School in Normal will get the chance of a lifetime. Chittix has been selected as one of 11 schools or educational centers nationwide, and the only one in Illinois, where students will be able to speak with astronauts aboard the International Space Station. They'll do this through a ham radio transmission. The project was the brainchild of Dhruv Reba, a 13-year-old 8th grader who is one of the youngest licensed ham radio operators in the country. GLT's Judy Valente has more.
One of the first things you notice when you visit Dhruv Reba's home in Normal is a mantelpiece full of his trophies. He's received awards for academics, service, and leadership, for designing and building robots, for karate. He's a first-degree black belt, for chess and cross-country track.
Warning.
But it's at a desk in the corner of his family's spacious basement where Dhruv engages his true passion, ham radio operating.
There's so much you can learn with it. And so you can learn like electronic components and like radio propagation and like how sound waves work and radio frequencies. And there's so many new people you can meet.
He earned his general operator's license when he was 9. Dhruv inherited this hobby from his father, Hari, a State Farm analyst and avid ham radio operator.
My dad was going to Dayton, Ohio for a ham radio convention, and I wanted to come with. And I came and I got inspired by the convention. And later that summer, I got my license.
At the time, the Limca Book of Records cited him as the youngest person of Asian Indian descent ever to earn a general class license. He was also one of the youngest ham radio operators in America. Dhruv said he saw at that convention in Ohio how useful ham radios can be, even in the age of ubiquitous cell phones. He says he found further evidence of that during Hurricane Harvey and Irma as they swept through Texas and Florida, and later when Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico.
Especially in Puerto Rico, like they didn't have much communication there, so they used ham radio a lot for communication since the cell phone towers are down. And ham radio transmits the frequencies like wirelessly. It's not like cell phone towers where it goes to the tower and then the tower takes care of the rest through fiber optics.
So have you been in touch with hurricane survivors through your ham radio work?
I unfortunately couldn't help with that because I'm not old enough. Like I asked, but they said no.
Dhruv was just the right age, however, for a project called Amateur Radio on the International Space Station. The program, known as ARIS, allows a select number of students from various countries to speak via ham radio to astronauts on board the orbiting station.
So at the Hamvention a few years ago, I met astronaut Douglas Wheelock, and he told me that I should look into the ARIS program, and I looked at it and I talked to them on like how to send the application in. It took us a few tries to get accepted. So like we tried a few years ago and they rejected us first, and then we tried again and then they accepted us.
Chittix's second application got a boost from partnering with the Children's Discovery Museum and the Challenger Learning Center at Heartland Community College. Stacy Shrewsbury of the Challenger Center says the space station call will be a once-in-a-lifetime event for the students.
To be able to ask questions of those astronauts and get a real answer from them, not just something that they looked up online or something that maybe they read in a book about that astronaut.
Dhruv is already working on his questions.
How does like the lack of gravity affect you in space, and what do you miss most about like not being at Earth?
Dhruv will make the initial contact with the station, but then other students from a variety of schools who attended a summer space camp at the Challenger Learning Center will also get involved. Dee Hopper is a science teacher at Chittix.
We will have 12 students from Chittix and 4 from the Challenger Learning Center who will be involved. Those will be the students who will get to directly ask their questions, and then we'll have other students observing, and then we're going to do a live feed, so the entire school will get to hear it. And I hope that it'll just be a connection for them between real life and real scientists and what real cool scientists do and what we do in the classroom every day.
The school doesn't know yet the exact date or time the call will take place. NASA has said it will be sometime between October 23rd and 29th. The time of the call depends largely on when the space station will pass over local ham radio antennas on the ground in central Illinois. Shrewsbury of the Challenger Center says there will only be a 10-minute window in which the students can communicate with the space station.
We have that 10-minute window because that is the time in which the International Space Station is within range of the antenna that will be at Chittick Junior High to receive that signal.
There are three astronauts on board, Paolo Nespoli, an Italian, and Joseph Acaba and Mark Vandehay, both Americans. Acaba was the first person of Puerto Rican heritage to become an astronaut candidate. NASA has struggled in recent years under budget cuts and declining public interest in space exploration. Dee Hopper, the Chittick science teacher, says she hopes projects like this one that involve students will fuel an interest in space travel in the next generation.
The space program is just hugely instrumental to all kinds of advances in all kinds of areas. A lot of the inventions that we have were first invented for the space program. It's just that sense of exploration. I think it's vitally important that we continue to support it.
As for Dhruv Reba, he says one of his favorite subjects is science, but he doesn't think he wants to be an astronaut. He would like to work in the area of technology.
I am interested in like fiber optic cables and like how they work.
And he'll keep communicating with people from all over the world, and one day soon, from above the Earth, on his basement ham radio. I'm Judy Valente.
Dhruv Reba seemed to predestined to put others in touch with the stars. His name in Telugu, in East Indian language, means pole star. Stay tuned for an update. GLT will bring you that conversation between Chittick students and the space station on the day it occurs.